All right.
Forecastle Festival is coming up, so we're going to play a little game that we've never played before. Now, Kelly, do you feel comfortable enough to kind of describe what this is about?
Well, first of all, I'm a fan of just giving them the tickets and we play for fun and it doesn't really matter if they suck at the game or not. But this is going to be new territory, the fact that we're going to have three contestants and they're all going to tell us a celebrity encounter story.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to guess at some point if we think they're lying or if it's true, if it's legit. And then we're just going to pick one of these people to win the other two. Just walk away in shame and empty handed.
Yes.
That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Blame Ben. I don't like this game.
Blame Ben. That sounds like a great game. All right. First of all, it is Christina calling us from Bullitt County. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Ben.
Hi there. Okay, so celebrity encounter. Who did you see?
I saw Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Okay, describe where and when.
Okay, so I was at work, and he came in with a fruit basket and gave it to us because he was in town visiting, and he wanted to make sure that he gave back to people that always did something nice, and I worked at the courthouse. So he came in and gave us fruit baskets.
Hang on a second. You said you worked at a courthouse?
I did.
Okay, so you worked at the courthouse, and he came into just this random courthouse and gave a fruit basket?
Yes.
Mm. In Kentucky?
In Kentucky.
Well, he's from here. Did he go to St. X?
Yeah. Okay. Tom Cruise came
fruit
into...
basket
so,
the
so did you actually have a conversation with Mr. Cruise?
Yes. I went up to him, and I was like, hey, you know, how can I help you? And he said, you know, no, I want to come back and give back. So we wanted to deliver fruit baskets. So here's a fruit basket. And we just wanted to say thanks.
I want that to be true.
Okay. So
did he
have any sort of people with him or was it just Tom walking in?
Oh, no. He had people with him.
Okay.
Right. Is he tall?
Is he tall? Yeah, he's tall. He's tall compared to me. I'm only 4'11", so anybody.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, a lot of people are tall compared to you.
Man.
Okay.
All right. Kelly, what's
right,
your vibe?
I want to believe this story.
Okay, all right, here. Hang on, Christina, all right?
Hang on.
Hang on.
She's nice, I like her.
She's nice, I like her? Kelly, you're going to be bad at this game.
She's got an honest sound to her.
All right, hey, Kevin, repping the Ridge.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
All right, Kevin. So what celebrity did you run into or have an encounter with?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee. Now, was it in Kentucky here, or where were you?
It was not in Kentucky, but I did see her. I had just purchased a train ticket, and she was talking to a ticketing agent. And then while we were waiting for the train, we got to sit with her, and have a conversation. And then I, asked her if she needed help carrying her luggage, which she gladly accepted.
So you carried Jamie Lee Curtis's luggage?
Yes, I did. I was her personal porter.
Yeah. Was it heavy? Did she have a lot of bags?
She had, I think, three bags. She was carrying two, and, the one that I carried was a rolling suitcase. So okay. I didn't really carry it, but...
What city
was
this?
Smart to grab that one.
What city?
Actually, I was in London, England.
Okay. Ooh. Pip, cheerio.
This sounds completely legit, too.
Kelly.
What?
Okay. All right. So you're saying Jamie Lee Curtis was at the train in London,
and
you...
carried her bags.
And you sat next to her and then offered to carry her luggage, and she said yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that story. It's a great story.
All right, Kevin, hang on a second. Hang on.
You hate me and this game, don't you?
I think Kevin's full of it. I don't know.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Who rides a train in London?
Well, what
does.
What celebrity rides a train?
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, apparently.
All right, let's say hey to Aaron calling us from the East End. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you had a celebrity encounter.
Mm-hmm, I did. Mm-hmm. And it was Andre 3000.
Andre 3000 from the group Outkast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, how did you recognize him? Where was he?
So I was waiting to fly out of Atlanta to come back to Louisville. And as I was sitting there, I heard someone's voice that I was like, I know that voice. And as we boarded the plane and I get on and look up, he's sitting there eating Chinese food on his way to Louisville to actually play Forecastle.
So Aaron was the ticket agent going, you're sitting in 1B. And he was like, all right, 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 all right.
No, he was walking through it when we were sitting. But it's funny, I heard the voice and I look up and I see this guy with like weird socks on. I didn't even look up. I just saw his socks. I'm like, those are so weird. And didn't think any more about it. Waited and then got on the plane. And as soon as I got on, I looked up. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And completely freaking out. But, yeah, he was on his way to Louisville for Forecastle. Got out of the Louisville airport. And he took pictures with everybody. And was so nice.
That is legit.
All right.
And it's also perfect that it was Forecastle.
All right. I love it. I love it. All right. All right. Aaron, hang on a quick sec. All right. So, Kelly, we have
all telling the truth. We have all fabulous
Christina,
people, and I want them all to win.
We have Christina, who said Tom Cruise walked into her courthouse with a fruit basket.
Yes. I need that to be true.
We have Kevin, who carried Jamie Lee Curtis's luggage in London.
1,000% believe it.
And we have Aaron, who saw Andre 3000 from Outkast.
Yep.
At an
airport, yes.
At an airport.
To play Forecastle, yes. 100% true. All of it's true. I think.
All right. I think. I something about Aaron's story makes me believe it the most.
Yeah.
Just because she described his socks.
Yes.
And all that. And
I feel detail.
Will you Google that real quick? Andre 3000 Atlanta Airport, because she could have just pulled that up from a picture on Google.
No, I don't think there's going to be. We don't even know what year. He's been to the airport a lot of times, I bet.
You don't think he's taken a private plane?
No, not every celebrity flies on a private plane. He hasn't cranked out a hit in a while.
All right, hang on a second.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Here's the thing. I don't believe Christina. I don't think Tom Cruise just walked into a courthouse and gave a fruit basket.
He sounds lovely.
Kevin's story about carrying Jamie Lee Curtis's luggage.
Yes, totally believe that. 100% believe it. I believe all of them.
Kelly, you are horrible at this game.
I know. I hate this game because I have to pick one person out of them all, and I love them all. I feel like I've gotten to know them
and
they're friends.
I don't believe Kevin.
Why not?
I think
Kevin was very convincing.
All right. Well, then which one of the three do you think?
Okay. Well,
it's only one. We can only pick one.
I think Aaron, I'm going to agree with Aaron, the most detail. I like the Forecastle connection because this is for Forecastle tickets. But I think everybody is wonderful at telling their stories, God, and I believe them all, and I love them all personally.
So you are thinking that Christina is BS and so is Kevin?
No, I'm not saying they're BS. I think they're true, but I just think we just need to give the tickets to Aaron because you said we have to pick one.
Well, that, okay.
Yes.
All right, well, Aaron, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay!
was it true?
Yeah, it was. It was back in 2015.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, well, look at that.
And I have pictures, too.
You have pictures.
I have a picture of
that's awesome. Send the picture. I want to see the picture.
Well, here. Hang on, Aaron. Hang on.
I have to find out.
Because I want to see if these others were true. Hey, Christina.
Hey.
You were completely lying to us, weren't you?
No, I believe you.
No, I wasn't.
Thank you. I believed her.
There's no way Tom Cruise walked into a courthouse and handed a fruit basket to someone. There's no way.
Yes, he did.
I love it. Did you get a picture? Is there photographic proof?
There is. I can dig them up.
Yes.
All right, well, Christina, I'm sorry we didn't believe you.
No, I did. I believed her the whole time.
Why don't you hang on to that story? We'll forget it and call us back tomorrow. We'll play it again, okay? All right, hang on. Thank you, Christina. All right, see ya.
Hey, I hate the
Kevin.
We have to turn people away.
Kevin, repping the Ridge.
Yes, sir.
There's no way you carried Jamie Lee Curtis's luggage.
Yes, he did. I believe him.
110% true.
Thank you.
Did
you get a picture?
I was taking the train from London to Paris.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We were going through the tunnel, and that's where I met Jamie Lee Curtis. I carried her bags up an escalator to her first class car, and then I had to go to my lowly third class car.
Man.
I think maybe the moral in this game is your story can't be with too big of a celebrity, because I'm just not going to believe it, I guess. Yes. All right. Well, Kevin,
put those kind of parameters on that. It's a magical story. You know what, Kevin? You get to walk away with still having that amazing experience, and that makes you a winner.
I did not ask her to do the scream queen scream. So I missed out on that.
Yeah, next time. Definitely. All right. Well, Kevin, hey, thanks so much for playing. I appreciate you listening. All right.
All right, thanks.
All right. Oh, I love him. Oh, it makes me sad we didn't give him the tickets.
But Aaron, you and your Andre 3000, all right. I don't know. It was something about the detail that you provided. It made me believe you, so.
I'll find the picture and send it to you guys.
All right, Aaron. Okay, that'll be it. Appreciate you. Thank you. Hang on a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Just FYI, moving forward, if we do this game again, I'm going to believe everyone.
You can't know. I like the game. We're getting some good stories, but everybody was way too truthful in this. I was a little bit more skeptical about their honesty.
I don't think anyone's going to lie to us, especially about Tom Cruise walking into a courthouse.
Yeah, that was like, as soon as she said, I'm like, BS. There's no way. No way that happened.
That's a happy, fun Tom Cruise story.
All right. So anyways, there you go. That was Famous for Forecastle on 99.7 DJX.